Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 10 a.m.
All right, so we kick off this morning with my top three picks of things to do in and around the Western Cape this weekend. If you are at a loose end, here are three of my suggestions of what you can get up to. And it's a very musical top peaks this weekend. And we start off with music and the Langa-based Abavuki Band, which celebrates 20 years of making marimba magic this weekend. The top Afro-fusion band will be sharing their music with local and international audiences via global live stream. Now, there's the live concert and then there's the streaming concert. It's the ensemble's first concert of the year tonight, and it kicks off, as I say, 20 years of the band playing together in anticipation, we hope, fingers crossed, of their 2022 world tour. Sabu Gianni is a percussionist, marimba player and the youngest member of the band, and he joins us this morning to tell us a bit more. A very good morning to you, Sabu. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Are you all right?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, an absolute pleasure. Give us a bit of a history of the band, if you will.
Ooh, 20 years. Jeez. Yeah, well, when the band started, I was 13 years old. Yeah, I think about a 13-year-old trying to form a band. 2001, we started this as a just as a thing to make men, to make ends meet. And today we are here. And we also felt the obligation to fuse African instruments and Western instruments to create a beautiful sound.
So I suppose I should have started really by asking you, what does Abavuki mean?
It means the morning people.
Okay.
It's the people who wake up very early in the morning. So we've been calling ourselves the early birds. Which with a theme that says wake up early birds, which also talks to the youth that people must be self-sufficient and stuff.
And it also seems rather apt, bearing in mind that you've probably had to wake up quite early for this conversation. So that all seems to be fitting in seamlessly. That's fantastic. Listen, as I said, it's your 20th anniversary. What is the secret of your success? Because there's not many bands, whether they be South African or overseas, wherever, who manage to stay together and still like each other after 20 years.
Yeah, it's been a 20 years of brotherhood. The first thing we did when we started the band, because at the time there were a lot of marimba groups. So what we did, we became a band, and not a marimba band, but just a band. And there's a phrase in Xhosa that's called umbuto, which simply means brotherhood. So we also called ourselves that. And I think with those wording and phrases and all those good things, we managed to keep it together. And also with our late manager, may her soul rest in peace, she managed to make sure that everyone is happy and everyone is disciplined and everyone loves each other. Yeah, we've been living on each other's pockets for 20 years and sleeping in each other's beds and wearing each other's clothes for 20 years. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the concert tonight. So you're going to be live in Long Street at Gallery 44, which we know is a fantastic venue. But additionally, for those who aren't able to be there in person, you are going to be live streaming. And I should just say, we are going to be doing a little giveaway in just a second. We've got two tickets worth 100 Rand each for the live stream event. So just give us a little bit of an idea of what people can expect from the concert later.
So we've been doing international gigs for the past years. So we felt that since we're doing our 20th anniversary and we can't move, we can't go anywhere, we decided that let's celebrate this milestone with everyone all over the world, because everyone all over the world loves us. So we'll be live streaming from 7 o'clock South African time. and other time zones for other countries. So, and we'll be doing our new music, some old music, and a lot of new music for our people. And yeah.
We're really looking forward to it. It's fantastic. And of course, as I said in the intro, fingers crossed that you will get to go do your world tour in 2022. Really hopeful. And I'm sure that there's other bands and groups across the world who are hoping that they are able to get back and touring and be on stage in a way that they haven't been able to, of course, in the last sort of 14, 15 months. Listen, really excited. The tickets are on sale via Quicket. They are £100. £100 each, and the live event tonight is happening at Gallery 44. Sabu, thank you so much for your time, and I'm going to let you go so you can get some rest ahead of tonight's performance. Now, if you would like to win yourself two tickets to tonight's performance, which you can enjoy from the comfort of your own home, then you can do so. We're just looking for the first two callers to give a call in. Jeremy's waiting to take your calls. If you would like to watch Abba Vuki in concert tonight, in celebration, it's their first concert of the year, in celebration of their 20th anniversary playing together, just give us a call, 021-446-0567, and you can win yourself a couple of tickets for Abba Vuki in concert to live stream tonight.
Sarah Jane King
on Cape Talk
every weekend morning.
All right. Next up, fans of Richard Caesar can enjoy seeing this local legend performing in Camps Bay tomorrow. Richard, of course, is one of the forefront jazz vocalists and guitarists in Cape Town, whose repertoire covers a wide range of genres, including Latin, rock, pop, classical, jazz and swing. And Richard's got the details for tomorrow's event for us.
Hi, I'm Richard Caesar, and I'm excited to invite you to my live jazz sessions at Mint Cafe in Camps Bay this Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If it's quality time you want to spend with family and friends over a three-course meal, the afternoon with family in a COVID-friendly environment, then cancel all Sunday lunch menu plans at home and join me for an afternoon of great jazz, classics and memories. For more, you can contact 021-437-1765. So join me, Richard Caesar, presents Jazz Beats at Mint Cafe in Camps Bay. Tickets cost R195 and include your three-course Sunday lunch. See you there.
See you there indeed. And then finally, for my top three, you may remember that last week we spoke to jazz singer Oriel Hayes about two concerts that she was putting on at 44 on Long Street last weekend. Well, if you weren't able to attend in person, don't worry, because the concert is available to stream, so you can enjoy listening to some live music in the comfort of your own home. The price for the ticket is R65 and features Hayes singing a mix of covers and some of her own compositions. In addition, a portion of those proceeds from the live stream will be donated to the organisation Dress for Success Cape Town, an organisation that does incredible work empowering women to enter the workplace with confidence. Tickets are just R65 via Quicket. And there you go. You can enjoy Oriel Hayes live, live-ish in your living room. And I have a sense that a lot more concerts, now that we are officially in the third wave, we're going to be returning to live streaming. So if, like me, you are somebody who is reluctant to go out of an evening, I think we're going to see a lot more events happening. So look out for them on Top Picks. And just a reminder, I've got two tickets to give away for tonight's concert, Abba Vuki in concert. They will be performing at Gallery 44. Two tickets worth R100 each available. All you need to do is just call in if you would like them. 021-446-0567. Those are my top picks.
This is Cape Talk.
All right, so that's my top three picks of things happening in and around the Western Cape this morning. And don't forget, if there is an event that you would like featured on SJ's Top Picks, you can drop me an email at sarahk@primemedia.co.za.